pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this privilege to stand before your children and proclaim your word. And Lord, we thank you for the messages we've just heard, for the effort that was put in, for your spirit guiding them. And Father, I ask for that same guidance, and I ask you to open the hearts of the people, and through my voice, proclaim your word. Lord, we thank you for the fact that you love us and gave yourself for us. And that, Lord, is the sustaining theme throughout our life. And Father, we've heard that wisdom can be had by following after you and seeking your face. And Father, we just ask that you be with us in this short time as we speak on your behalf. In Christ's name, amen. My references is the MacArthur Bible and Life Lessons from Max Lucado. Read the scripture, verse 9. The title is The Perspective of the Rich and Poor. Let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation, but let the rich in his humiliation, because as the flower of the field, he will pass away. For no sooner has the sun risen with a burning heat than it withereth the grass and the flower falls, and its beautiful appearance perishes. So the rich man also will fade away in his pursuits. The preceding verses have told us of the blessings of trials we have in life. Trials make us more thankful for God's guiding hand and helps us set priorities straight. This is what is taking place in verses 9 and 10. We have two Christian brothers, one poor, one rich. Trials make believers equally dependent on God and bring them to the same level with each other by keeping them from being preoccupied with earthly things. Both the poor and the rich believers can rejoice that God is no respecter of persons, and that they both have the privilege of being identified with Christ. The word glory refers to the boasting of a privilege or possession. It is the joy of legitimate pride. Just think both of these brothers were chosen before the foundation of the world by God's sovereignty and grace through the finished work of Christ, just as we are today. Glory to God for his plan of salvation. Although having little in this world, the poor believer can rejoice in his high spiritual standing before God by grace and the hope that brings, which that brings. In 1 Peter, verse 3 through verse 8, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to his abundant mercy, has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be received in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. On the other hand, the rich man's humiliation refers to him being brought low by life's trials. Such experiences help him rejoice and realize that real happiness and contentment depend on the true riches of God's grace and not earthly wealth. This brings us to the last part of verse 10 and 11. The rich man is all in all his glory will fade like flowers and grass in the noonday heat. Proverbs 27:24 puts it in perspective. For riches are not forever, nor does the crown endure to all generations. I've seen this happen first time in my own life. Years ago, I worked for Fannin Motors in Flatwoods. They had more riches than they could ever enjoy, but their lives were total chaos. I certainly didn't envy them, and I always thought they would continue to prosper until the end of time or my life. But God has the final say in everything. The failure of their business surprised me at first, but then I realized that God is in control and you reap what you sow. I'm so thankful that God loves us enough to send trials our way, and that salvation does not depend on our performance, but on God's finished work through His Son, Jesus Christ. He has mercy and grace for both the rich and the poor. Praise His holy name. Let's thank Him for what He does in our lives through trials. Thank you for your attention. Let's pray. Father, we thank you again for your word. We thank you that you're ever with us. We thank you that you have the answers for any question we have. And Father, we ask you to take these words that we've heard this evening and motivate us to apply to our lives, that we can be a light to others. In your name be glorified. In Christ's name, amen.